Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and our focus on the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to Imam Hassan alayhi salam on the way back from Siffin, let's carry on from where we left off. Imam tells him, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا خَيْرَ فِي إِلْمِ اللَّا يَنْفَعْ. Know that there is no good in the knowledge which does not benefit. وَلَا يُنْتَفَعُ بِإِلْمِ اللَّا يَحِكُّ. And if knowledge is not made use of, then its acquisition is not justified. وَلَا يُنْتَفَعُ بِإِلْمِ اللَّا يَحِكُّ تَعَلُّمُهُ. So here we're told that resort to learning that which has profit, which is beneficial. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, if a science, if a subject is not profitable, it will not contain any good. Very often we hear of degrees that really make no sense. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that any kind of handicraft that the mu'min could learn or teach are lawful and practical, such as writing, accounting, and he gives a whole list of them. He said, God has forbidden industries which are unlawful, like the making of idols, like the making of musical instruments, like brewing alcoholic beverages, which lead to corruption. The teaching and learning of these affairs are forbidden. Then Imam tells him, this is one of the most beautiful parts of the sermon. He says, Ay Bunayya, O my child, إني لما رأيتني قد بلغت سنا ورأيتني أزداد وحنا بادرت بوصيتي إليك. He says, when I noticed that I was growing old and noticed that I was increasing in weakness, I hastened with my will for you. وأوردت خصالا منها قبل أن يعجل بي عجلي دون أن أفضي دون أن أفضي إليك بما في نفسي. He says, I hastened with my will to write down the salient points of it, lest death overtook me before I divulged to you what was in my heart. Then he says, O an unqasa fi ra'yi kama nuqistu fi jismi. And he said, or lest my intelligence be affected as my body has been affected. Or he says, or the forces of passions or mischiefs of the world overtake you, making you like a stubborn camel. Because he said, certainly my son, the heart of a young man is like uncultivated land. It accepts whatever is strewn on it. So I hastened to mold you properly before your heart hardened up and your mind became occupied, so that you might be ready to accept through your intelligence the result of the experience of others and be saved from going through these experiences yourself. In this way, my son, you would avoid the hardship of seeking them and the difficulties of experimenting. Thus, you are getting to know what we have experienced, and even those things are becoming clear to you which we might have missed. It's from the heart of a father. I can't, elaborate too much, but let's look at some salient points that Imam mentions in this heartfelt part of the sermon. Imam says that he hurried to write this will. You know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you reach 60, consider yourself as dead. So Imam is telling his son that death approaches. And he says, when you think about it, write it down, when you feel for it, because whims and fancies and wishes and the manifestations of life might just draw you away from writing it and might draw his son away from the path of piety and perfection. And he says he's in a hurry also because he wants his son to be ready to anticipate events as they develop, make use of the experience of others, and not fail to decide there and then. You know, the best time for education is as young as possible. The earlier the better. The acquisition of knowledge in childhood is like engraving on the stone, the Prophet said. But the acquisition of knowledge in adulthood is like drawing lines on the surface of water. A child, the Prophet said, is like clay. It will take shape however you handle it. You know, the poet Sa'adi says, a person who does not get educated while young, improvement is taken away from him at the old age. You may turn a piece of wet wood, but you can't make it straight except with fire. And you've got to think about it. Imam also talks about the use of other people's experiences. Again, we come down to history. We've talked about it, how history is very important to take lessons from. Imam Ali says that a mu'min is not bitten twice from the same thing. He also says, days of our lives teach us experience. It's good to take experience from others. Again, I remember my grandma. We used to love, after dinner, sitting with her and listening to her. And maybe sometimes we may have felt that these were all stories of past, but when I reflect on them now, as a grown-up, when I look back at those childhood stories that my grandma used to tell us, they taught me a lot. They taught me to respect the woman that I saw as a frail old woman. She must have been amazing. And you learn. And you learn things like patience. You learn things like tolerance. You learn things like discipline. And you see that it is those that took us through life and those that will take us through life if we don't want to learn the hard way. Again, Imam continues. And he says to his child, Ay Bunayya, O my child, Inni wa illam akun umirtu umura man kana qabli. Even though I had not reached the age that those before me have. فَقَدْ نَذَرْتُ فِي أَعْمَالِهِمْ Yet I looked at their deeds, at their behavior. وَفَقَّرْتُ فِي أَخْبَارِهِمْ And I thought and I pondered over the events of their lives. I walked amongst their ruins till I was one of them. In fact, by virtue of those of their affairs that have become known to me, it is as though I have lived with them from the first to the last. I have therefore been able to discern the impure from the clean and the benefit from the harm. And then he tells his son, again, right from the heart, I have selected for you the choicest of these matters, collected for you their good points and have kept away from you their useless points. Since I feel for your affairs as a living father should feel, and I aim at giving you training, I thought it should be at a time when you are advancing in age and new on the stage of the world, possessing an upright intention and a clean heart, and that I should begin with the teaching of the Book of Allah, to whom belongs might and majesty, and its interpretation, the laws of Islam and its commands, its lawful matters and unlawful matters, and that I should not go beyond these for you. But then he says, that then I feared lest you should get confused, as other people have been confused, on account of their passions and different views. Therefore, in spite of my dislike for you being so warned, I thought it better for me to make this position strong rather than leave you in a position where I do not regard you safe from falling into destruction. And he says, I hope that Allah would help you in your straightforwardness and guide you in your resoluteness. Consequently, he says, I write this piece of my will for you, and we will be looking at that piece from tomorrow onwards. But today, let's analyze this bit. See, Imam first tells him again the history of past nations. He tells him how I pondered over them. I walked amongst them. Again, learn lessons from the past events, because the same events will occur once again. Think about the biographies of the believers of the past, how they were tested. Did they not face a lot of hardships? Sometimes we think like the world has fallen on our shoulders. Just look behind and see how they dealt with them. See the difference that they made in their lives by portraying good akhlaq. The second aspect we see from this part of Imam's heart-rending verse is where he tells his child that every father should try educating his child. Imam Zainul Abidin says, it is your child's right on you to know that he is part of you and depends on you on his good or bad in life. You should know that in his training and educating, you are responsible. You have to guide him towards the path of God and help him how to serve Allah. You should be aware that you are held responsible for your child's education. If he does wrong things, you are to be punished as well. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far says, and I repeat this again, he says, anybody who has acquired anything in his youth, it's like engraving on stone. But soon as you become of old age, it's like writing on the surface of water. Now, we see in this part that Imam is unwilling to teach any book on religion except the Quran and the Sharia. Two things Imam emphasizes on. Because if you have these two things, you have the guidance of the Quran and your knowledge of what is right and wrong, Those are the basic tools that you need to move through this world. It's like a blueprint. You know, it's like a like this wonderful map, this blueprint you have, which shows you the ways of the world. And once you have the knowledge, it's so much easier. Inshallah, we will continue with the sermon tomorrow.